My number five is called Birthday Cake. This is by Chibo Amado.
I was waiting for some Chibo Amado.
From Viva La Woman, because all the songs on Viva La Woman are about food.
Yeah, we did songs of the 90s. And, yeah. Yeah,
but I didn't play one from this album. I played one from the other album.
Oh, okay. But yeah, they like to write about food. And can you blame them?
And this is from 96, but the verse, yes, I'm cooking for my son and his wife. It's his 30th birthday.
Aww.
Pour berries into my bowl, add milk. It's from 2 months ago. It's moldy, Mom, isn't it?
How old is she if her son's 30? They weren't really that old.
Yeah, well, they're not talking literally about
telling
anything.
Telling a story. Yeah. Okay, I gotcha.
But the milk is 2 months old.
That's not going to work.
But she doesn't care.
Okay. Thanks, Mom.
So let's hear it. This is Birthday Cake by Chibo Amado.
Cool.
Number five.
Extra sugar, extra salt, extra order of MSG.
At least her love is sweet. Yeah. You know, the milk might be
My
moldy.
Love is sweet.
That's Chibo Amado.
Chibo Amado.
And the song's called, what was it?
Birthday Cake.
Birthday Cake. Why was it called Birthday Cake?
She makes him a birthday cake at the beginning.
Oh, with the extra MSG?
No, she said, yes, I'm cooking for my son and his wife. It's his 30th birthday.
Oh, yeah. I didn't recognize... Yeah, the MSG ingredient.
Right. Well,
there's some strange ladies.
It's you know, poetic license.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is? Good stuff. Very 90s too.
Totally.
Yeah, Chibo Motto. All right, my number four. It's a song that mentions Captain Crunch, Raisin Bran, egg, chicken, pie, tuna casserole, yogurt, Spam, and bananas.
Okay.
And it's a pretty obvious choice, but I had to go there. It's from 1983. It's from Weird Al Yankovic, and it's called Eat It.
All right.
You're always such a fussy young man. Don't want no Captain Crunch. Don't want no Raisin Bran. But don't you know that other kids are starving in Japan? So eat it. This is his famous parody of Michael Jackson's Beat It.
Yeah.
This was pretty much the song that made him a superstar.
Totally. Yeah.
It's his highest charting single ever. Peaked at number 12 on the charts, and it won a Grammy and sold a million copies.
It's so great because he not only parodies the song, but he parodies the video.
Oh, yeah.
To a T.
He does.
It's amazing.
I think he's done funnier videos.
Yeah.
And he's probably had funnier songs, I guess. But this was just like, it was just like everything came together perfectly for him. Because this was at the height of Michael Jackson mania, Thriller mania, you know. And it was begging to be lampooned, you know, at the Michael Jackson stuff. So
the whole knife fight.
Yeah. it was like the dance moves were even like exactly how.
Yeah.
Like, when he sits up on the bed.
Right.
It's like his back is arched or whatever. Like, it looks exact. It's hysterical stuff. Alfred Yankovic was born in Downey, California, raised in Linwood, California. Straight out of Linwood.
The son of a famous accordion player.
Yes. And got his start on the Dr. Demento show. And pretty much was the biggest thing ever on that show. And they kind of helped each other out. Like, he wouldn't have had a career if it wasn't for Dr. Demento. He said that he'd be working some job that he hates right now if it wasn't for Dr. Demento. He simultaneously made Dr. Demento a household name.
Yeah.
You know? And it all came from this song. And
let's hear it.
Let's just hear it. This song is so funny. And I love it to pieces. This is Weird Al Yankovic. And Eat It.
Number four.
Yourself to blame.
Have a banana. Have a whole bunch. It doesn't matter what you had for lunch.
It's such a, he does. His rhymes are so perfect. Yeah, you know, and they fit the. And it's an amazing thing that he does. It really is.
Yeah, I'd say he gets just the right amount of credit, but yeah. I was gonna say he's slightly underappreciated, but no, he's good.
Yeah,
he's Weird Al, and that was Eat It. That's my number four, Ryan Blake. What's your number four?
My number four, it actually contains a recipe in the song.
Ooh.
So this recipe is 2 tablespoons of cinnamon.
Okay. Let me get my pen. Okay.
Okay. 2 or 3 egg whites.
Okay.
1/2 stick of butter.
Mm.
1 cup of flour.
Okay.
1 cup unsweetened chocolate.
Ooh.
1/2 cup of brandy.
Whoa.
1 or 2 bags of sugar.
Got it.
1 pinch of vanilla.
Okay.
Grease up the cookie sheet.
Mm.
Heat up the oven to 350.
Okay.
And then you can make some chocolate salty balls.
yes. Isaac Hayes.
As performed by Chef. It's actually chocolate salty balls, and in parentheses, P.S. I love you.
Really? I never knew that. Oh, my God. This song is hysterical.
Yeah. That's
so funny.
So let's hear it. This is...
It's not Chef. It's
Isaac. Oh, it's Isaac Hayes.
Isaac Hayes as Chef from South Park.
From South Park.
Yes.
Doesn't everybody know that?
It's the late, great Isaac Hayes. You have to give him some credit.
I'm sorry. The late, great Isaac Hayes. But it was the South Park guys who wrote this song, and they're just amazing songwriters.
They are. Bigger, Longer, Uncut is genius.
Yeah.
And the music is a huge part of why it's great. I agree. This is definitely worthy.
Yeah, my number four, Chocolate Salty Balls, P.S. I Love You.
Number four.
Spoons of cinnamon and 2 or 3 egg whites, 1/2 stick of butter melted, stick it all in a bowl, baby, stir it with a wooden spoon, mix in a cup of flour, you'll be in heaven soon. Say, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick-me-up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Ooh, suck on my chocolate salted balls. Stick them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. They're packed full of vitamins and good for you. So suck on my balls. A cup of unsweetened chocolate and 1/2 cup of brandy, then throw in a bag or 2 of sugar and just a pinch of vanilla. Grease up the cookie sheet, 'cause I hate when my balls stick. Then preheat the oven to 350 and give the spoon a lick. Have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick-me-up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. Put them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. They're packed full of goodness, high in fiber. Suck on my balls. Hey, wait a minute. What's that smell? It smells like something burning. Well, that don't confront me none. Long as I get my rent paid on Friday. Baby, you better get back in the kitchen. 'Cause I got a sneaking suspicion. Oh, man, baby. Baby, you just burned my balls! My balls are burning. My balls are burning. Give me some water. Put some water on me. you. Thank you.
All right.
That's from Chef Aid, right?
From Chef Aid.
Yes. Wow, I haven't heard that in forever. Yeah. Suck on my chocolate soda balls.
So suck on my balls.
Yes. Thank you, Chef. And I did write all that down. And
yeah.
I'm going to make some tonight.
Make some chocolate salty balls.
Absolutely.
Make sure you don't burn them, though.
You just burned my balls.
Yeah, that's bad news.
Yeah. Good stuff. We're going to move on to my number three, though. And this is a song from Tom Waits. And it's from his album from 1975, Nighthawks at the Diner. And it's called Eggs and Sausage. And in parentheses, quotes, or what's it? Parenthetical, whatever. Parentheses. It says Eggs and Sausage in a Cadillac with Susan Michelson.
Oh.
Yeah. And
very specific.
Very specific, yes. His whole album, Nighthawks at the Diner, was recorded live at Record Plant Studios in L.A. in front of a small invited crowd.
Hmm.
They decided to give the album a live feel. And so they brought in, they cleared out the main room in Record Plant, and they brought in about 30, 40 people, all close friends, and set up tables and chairs and had like drinks and stuff. They even brought in, they had an opening act. It was like a burlesque, like a stripper doing a burlesque show.
Mm-hmm.
They got everyone all like liquored up. They had a jazz trio backing Tom Waits up, bass, sax, and drums. And they rehearsed all the songs for a couple weeks. And they just recorded the album just in one shot. Yeah, and Tom tells like little stories in between.
Oh, wow.
Makes little jokes.
Like a storyteller's kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. But this is like an album that no one had heard before. It's all new material. You know?
Fantastic.
And it's pretty amazing. The piano player, Michael Melvoin, is considered one of the greatest jazz pianists ever. And this song, it's kind of it's like a late night at the diner. And just, you know, working on your buzz and just getting some greasy food.
Cool.
The waitress is reading off what they got. She says, eggs, sausage, side of toast, coffee in a roll, hash browns over easy, chili in a bowl, burgers and fries, what kind of pies? A la mode, if you will. Yeah. And... And this song makes me hungry because, man, that stuff sounds really good.
Yeah, well, it's getting to be about that time when we need to go eat.
I know. This is my number three. This is Tom Waits, Eggs and Sausage. Check it out.
Number three.
Nighthawks at the Diner. Hammers 49er. There's a rendezvous of strangers around a coffee in the night. All the gypsy hacks and the insomniacs. Now the paper's been read. Now the waitress said, eggs and sausage and a side of toast, coffee and a roll, hash browns are what easy. Chili in a bowl with burgers and fries. What kind of pie? It's a graveyard charade. It's a late shift masquerade. And it's two for a quarter. Dime for a dance. Woolworth rhinestone, diamond earrings. And a sideways glance. Now the register rings. Now the waitress sings. Eggs and sausage, side of toast, coffee and a roll, hash browns over easy, chili in a bowl, burgers and fries. Yeah. classified section offers no direction. It's a cold caffeine in a nicotine cloud. As the touch of your fingers lingers burning in my memory, I pen 86th from your ski. Now I'm in a melodramatic nocturnal scene. Now I'm a refugee from a disconcerted affair. Now the lead pipe morning falls. Now the waitress calls eggs and sausage. Now a side of toast. Coffee and roll, hash browns over easy, chili in a bowl with burgers and fries. Now what can I buy? Alamo, if you will. Just coming out, join the crowd. Had some time to kill. See, I just come in to join the crowd. Just coming to join the crowd, 'cause I had some time to kill.
Yeah, I'm getting hungry now.
No doubt, man.
That is Tom Waits. That's my number three. Eggs and Sausage in a Cadillac with Susan Michelson. Ryan Blake, you're up. What's your number three?
My number three includes the following kinds of food. It has a Wish sandwich.
Okay.
A Ricochet biscuit. A cool water sandwich. And a Sunday go to meat and bun.
I was wondering what he says there. Sunday go to meat and bun.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's Sunday go to meat and go to a meeting bun. Sunday go to meat and bun. I don't know.
Because I know what a Wish sandwich is.
Yeah, it's the kind of sandwich that you wish
you had some.
you wish you had some meat.
And I know what a Ricochet biscuit is too. Yeah. It's the kind of biscuit where you throw it at the wall, and if it don't bounce back, you go hungry.
Yeah.
I was going to play this. I wasn't sure if you were going to do it. I was going to play this one at the end of the show, kind of like play us out.
So, well, but this, I'm going to play the Blues Brothers version, but it was originally written by the Chips in 1956. And the only reason why I know it was written by the Chips is because he says it.
Okay.
In the beginning of this performance, he says, this song is written by the Chips.
Rubber biscuit.
Yeah.
What you want for nothing? A rubber biscuit.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. Well, this is, of course, this is Dan Aykroyd singing this song.
Okay.
And I don't even know how he does it, you know, like, it's so much gibberish that he's saying, but he doesn't skip a beat with it, and he does it perfectly.
I've actually never heard this version. I just
you haven't?
Know the Chips version.
Yeah. Oh, okay, well, yeah, let's hear it, man. It's pretty great. This is Blues Brothers doing Rubber Biscuit.
Cool.
Number three.
Yeah, I promised Elwood he could do a song. Elwood, you want to do a song?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a song by the Chips.
Have you ever heard of a Wish sandwich? A Wish sandwich is the kind of a sandwich where you have two slices of bread and you wish you had some meat. Bow, bow, bow. Hmm. The other day, I had a ricochet biscuit. A ricochet biscuit is the kind of a biscuit that's supposed to bounce back off the wall into your mouth. If it don't bounce back, you go hungry. Bow, bow, bow. The other day, I had a cool water sandwich and a Sunday go to meat and bun. Bow, bow, bow. What do you want for nothing? Rubber biscuit? Bow, bow.
Elwood and Jake Blues.
Oh man, is that badass?
I'm his brother Jake.
It's basically exactly like the Chips version.
Cool.
Yeah.
What you want for nothing? My biscuit.
Well, that's my number three. So man, right on the number two, brother.
Right on. Well, my number two is the first hip hop single to reach the top 40. Back in 1979.
Oh, Rapper's Delight.
Going with Rapper's Delight.
Wow. Yeah. The whole thing?
The whole thing. Well, I got the 7-minute version.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We're not doing the 20-minute. Is there a 20-minute version?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of food involved with it. That's funny. I didn't even think of it. But yeah, that's a good one.
It's there's really only
one verse.
Yeah, there's a whole verse
by about, one particular guy, right?
Yeah, about a bad eating experience.
Yeah.
And yeah, but the rest of the song is just also awesome. This is the Sugar Hill Gang, and the backing track is a re-recorded version of Good Times by Chic.
Mm-hmm.
And Nile Rodgers, who wrote and produced the original Good Times, he sued for copyright infringement, and they settled, and now he gets songwriting credit on this track.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Because he ended up liking it. He ended up saying afterwards that it's better than Good Times.
Hmm.
This song, it's more revolutionary, you know. And it was.
Yeah.
It's really the first mainstream hip-hop song.
Totally.
And the Sugar Hill Gang are composed of Wonder Mike, Big Bank Hank, and Master G. And straight out of NYC, this is from 1979.
Man, 1979.
I know, it's crazy. This is Rapper's Delight. Check it out.
Number two.
I got two big guns, a definite
some you've got a lack. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Hear me juggle my checkbook, but it costs more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a punk from the rock and not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Cause I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go, hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. Say, if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend. I'm Master G, I'm out mellow, it's on you. So what you gonna do?
Well, it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toe. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, you start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You rock it to the rhythm, shake your dairy air. You rock it to the beat without a care. Cruise the short shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of brown eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter pop, the pop, the pop. Give it, give it, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, yo, I throw it on the floor.
Honey like a millionaire that has no money like a rainy day that is not wet like a gambling fiend that does not bet like Dracula without his fangs like the boogie to the boogie without the boogie bang like collard greens that don't taste good like a tree that's not made out of wood like going up and not coming down is just like the beat without the sound no sound to the beat. You do the freak, everybody just rock and dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean, the macaroni soggy, the peas are mushed, and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, mama, he's just being polite. He ain't finished, oh, that's bull. So your heart starts pumping and you think of a lie and you say that you already ate. And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so he piles some more on your plate. But while the sticky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream of the moment it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate and your chicken slowly rotting into something that looks like cheese. Oh, so you say, that's it, I got to leave this place. I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. Oh, so you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of K.O. Pectate. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, babe, but we're still friends. But with a hip hop, the hippie to the hip of the hip hip, a hobby, you don't stop the rocker to the bang bang. Nigga say, up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. I said, Hank, can you rock? Can you rock to the rhythm that just don't stop? But can you hit me to the shoot me do? I said, come on, make the people move. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something, Ryan Blake.
Yeah, what do you got?
Have you ever been over to a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good?
Yep.
I mean, the macaroni's soggy, the peas are mushed, and the chicken tastes like wood.
It just tastes like wood.
So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. Then your friend says, Mama, he's just being polite. He ain't finished. Uh-uh, that's bull. That's true. Anyway, and it goes on from there. That's Rapper's Delight. That's my number two.
The Sugar Hill Gang.
The Sugar Hill Gang. Yeah.
All right.
We're up to your number two, Ryan Blake.
My number two was going to be Savoy Truffle.
Yes. Yes, it was.
So instead, I'm going to put in a song about lemons.
Ah, here we go.
So you see it there?
I do.
Okay, so this is the Lemon Song by Led Zeppelin. I think the first time Led Zeppelin's on any of our...
Was that true?
Which is surprising because I'm
crazy.
A huge fan. But this is from...
Yeah. Led Zeppelin 2.
From Led Zeppelin 2, released in October 1969.
I don't understand how the bass tone is so awesome on Led Zeppelin 2, but it's not as good on any of the other records. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm not sure why, because I know that...
It's amazing. Like, John Paul Jones just absolutely kills it on this song.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just unbelievable. And all the rest of their records, he's kind of like buried in the mix a little bit.
And
I don't know. I don't get it.
The lyric, squeeze my lemon till the juice runs down my leg. The way you squeeze my lemon, I'm going to fall right out of bed. Clearly, he's just talking about lemons.
Of course.
Food. Lemons.
Right.
This is the Lemon Song. This is why I was an alternate, because it's not. It's clearly not. Well, anyway.
Hey,
the Lemon Song by Led Zeppelin.
Number two. Baby, can't be satisfied.
Awesome.
That killing floor that he's speaking of, is that where they kill all the lemons?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. There's like lemon carcasses everywhere.
Ah, that's rough, man. Lemons.
Brutal.
Just maltreatment of lemons.
That is Led Zeppelin, Ryan Blake's number two song about food, the lemon song.
The lemon song.
Yeah. We're up to my number one.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy dog shit.
Okay.
I don't know why I said that. This is my number one. This is Screamin' Jay Hawkins. And this is a song about a contest to see who can stay and eat the longest. And it's just crazy food, just weird stuff. And I think it's, I don't think it's a real thing. I think he's just made it up. But
like alligator wine.
Yeah, exactly. This is called Feast of the Mau Mau.
Okay.
And this is from 1970. This also contains a recipe, and I'll just read the first part of it because it's a little. It says, "Cut the fat off the back of a baboon, boil it down to a pound. Get a spoon, scoop the eyes out of a fly flying backwards, take the jaws and paws off a coon."
Oh.
And then it goes.
That
on.
Sounds very much like. Alligator wine.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
But it's about food this time.
Yeah, this isn't...
Take the eyes off a fish.
That's right. But yeah, it does. It's exactly like that. He's making some big potion, I think.
Yeah.
But this is like just a big feast. And it sounds really gross, but he's digging it. He says, suck it to me a bunch of times. And yeah, I'll just let him explain because it's a little out there. But Screamin' Jay... He's a funny guy. So enjoy. This is my number one. Screamin' Jay Hawkins, Feast of the Mau Mau.
Number one.
Cut the fat off the back of a baboon, boil it down to a pound, get a spoon, scoop the eye from a fly flying backwards, take the jaws and the paws off a coon. Take your time, I ain't lying for good cooking, cause the rest of this mess ain't good looking. Take the fleas from the knees of a demon, till your pals and gals will come screaming to the feast, with the feast of the Mau Mau. They make wine from the spine and they build on. It's a test for the best for who stays at the feast with the feast of the Mau Mau. Brush your teeth with a piece of a goose toenail. After death, steal the breath of a drunken jail. Pull the skin off your friend with a razor blade. In
tonight, change tomorrow, and bring back yesterday. Shake your hip, bite your lip, and shoot your mother-in-law. Put on your gorilla suit, drink some elbow soup, and have a ball. Get it straight, don't be late, it's time for mad fun. Feast of the Mau Maus has begun. Ah! At the feast, with the Feast of the Mau Maus, they make wine for the spine and it goes out. It's a test for the best for who stays. At the feast with the Feast of the Mau Maus. At the feast with the Feast of the Mau Maus. How they talk, man? They go like this. How about you? How about you? How about you? How about you? And how do the women talk? What you want when you want to tell them you want some more to eat, man? Well, how about give me some more of that meat there? And pass me some of the inside of that pie. And spread some spread on it, you know, in between the toes. Yeah, sock it to the ass. But whoo! Sure tastes good, man. Give me some more of that inside soul. Yeah. Hey, what you mean you ain't got no more soul? Keep on eating, man. Feast of the Mau Maus. They make wine from the spine of their bulldogs. They stick their thumb in their eyeballs and make people knowledge. Yeah, that's what's happening. Reach into his chest and pull out his ribs, man. Let me bite on that cat's bone. Sock it to me one time. Give him, brother. Give him. Inside five, please. Can I have a fry here?
That's just kind of gross. Yeah, but, well, but it could be fun.
I don't know. It could be fun.
What? You know? Grab a... What was it? Take the skin off your friend with a razor blade?
Take the flea off a demon's knee?
Yeah, take the fleas off the knees of a demon.
Knees of a demon, sorry. I had that backwards.
Come on now.
Shake your hip, bite your lip, shoot your mother-in-law.
Put on your gorilla suit, drink some elbow soup, and have a ball. Yeah. That's Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
Yummy.
Feast of the Mau Maus. Ryan Blake, it is time.
This is a song, this is my number one.
Yes.
This is a song called Breaking Bread, and this is by Fred Wesley and the JBs.
Oh, nice.
And this is about it's some kind of bread, and I'm trying to find out about it. It's called a hoe cake bread, spelled H-O-E space cake bread.
Yeah.
Hoe cake bread. And it's fried bread.
Okay.
Made with flour, milk, butter, molasses, and whatever.
So it's like a donut.
I guess so, but it's cooked in a skillet, and it's pretty large. I saw some pictures of it. So this song, they're just talking about breaking bread,
yeah,
and just having family over and stuff. But
good times.
And talking about how they make it and whatever, and then there's a part where they're talking about all the people that are there to come over, and he's describing, oh, my aunt. Blah blah blah. My uncle dude, my, you know, all this whatever, and he says, and that fine looking some girl, you know,
yeah.
And then he's like, she's so fine. I wish she wasn't my cousin.
Oh my god.
And then you hear some guy in the background go, she ain't my cousin. It's super funny. So anyway,
oh, those guys.
This is my number one. This is Breaking Bread by Fred Wesley and the JBs.
Nice.
Number one.
My mama and my papa and the rest of the folks. When I got there, mom was sitting on the porch, just a rocking and a humming like she always did. She said, sit down, son, I know what you like. I'm gonna fry us up some funky bread tonight. I said, fry some bread?
That's what she said. Fry some
bread. Yeah. The kind of bread she made was called hoe cake bread.
In an inch of grease. Stove.
In a big old skillet.
That's the way it's done. Yeah,
make that hoe cake, bro.
Yeah,
flour
dough. That's it. Yeah.
Breaking bread with my mama, breaking bread with my mama. breaking bread. Breaking bread with my mama, breaking bread with my mama, breaking bread. Then Papa come home about when the sun went down. I said, what's happening, Papa? I said, Mom's just rolling up some dough and now we're gonna fry some bread tonight. Yeah. Some whole cake bread.
Yeah.
I know you know what that is.
Breaking bread with my mama, breaking bread with my papa, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my mama, breaking bread with my papa, breaking bread.
Then in walked my brother and my sister, cousin Amos, cousin Clarence, cousin Rufus, and that fine cousin Johnny May.
Yeah.
Boy, she looks so good, I wish she were my cousin.
You know she's bad, she ain't my cousin. We smell the bread and we come to eat this good old stuff you call whole cake bread.
Whole cake bread,
yeah, yeah, whole cake bread. You know that stuff on top of the stove, fried.
Now we was sobbing molasses,
yeah,
dripping butter all over the place, dropping crumbs and having a good time.
You know we was.
Get down, boy.
Yeah, man.
I ain't like that since the last time.
Yeah.
Breaking bread with my mama, breaking bread with my papa, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my brother, breaking bread with my sister, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my cousin, breaking bread with my brother, breaking bread.
Yeah,
my buddy's
yeah.
Bo and Shag, they was shut up
yeah.
Now.
Yeah,
they was doing it, bro. That whole cake bread is good.
Yeah, you know it's good.
Like crackling bread.
Look at that bread, get that,
I know
get some of that grease all over your fingers.
Yeah.
Have the molasses running down the side of your mouth.
Dripping in your chest.
Yeah.
Breaking bread with my mama, breaking bread with my papa, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my brother, breaking bread with my sister, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my cousin, breaking bread with my buddies, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my mama, breaking bread with my papa, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my brother, breaking bread with my sister, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my cousin, breaking bread with my buddies, breaking bread.
Yeah, my buddies, yeah. 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 All right
with me.
Yeah, get, bring
well,
all my bread, too,
I'm going to take some of this bread back to New York with me.
Hey, man, you ready to know how to accept it?
I know how to eat it, believe that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I thought you wanted to share it with your other buddies in the Apple.
Hey, I'm tired of that song. You know, I know they got to remember where that comes from.
I don't know,
bread.
Some of them might be done got to here.
Nah, nah, you never get to hear them. Okay, good. Breaking bread with my mama, breaking bread with my papa, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my brother, breaking bread with my sister, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my cousin,
breaking bread. Breaking bread. Good stuff. Ryan Blake, good list.
You good list.
You, very good list.
Oh, no, you had a very good list.
That was pretty good.
What I had some alternates, too.
Yeah,
I had...
I wanted to know
I had That's Amore. Is that...
Dean Martin.
Dean Martin.
Yeah.
I had Let's Call the Whole Thing Off by Louis and Ella.
Tomato, potato.
Yeah, that one.
But by the way, no one says potato. I don't know where they got that from.
I know some people that say potato.
Well, they're dumb, so...
And what else did I have on there?
I see Save a Bread.
Oh, Save a Bread. That's by Justin
Hines and the Dominoes.
Yeah, that's an old Rocksteady song.
Yeah.
And then I had Canned Goods by George Brown.
Yeah, well,
Greg
that
Brown.
Song's 14.
Greg Brown?
Yeah. Greg Brown. That song's 14 minutes long.
Yeah, which there's no doubt that I would have played that one had it not been so long. Cause
what's that?
That's the one I told you about with the story about the guy going back home to the country for and his grandma cans fruit that she and jellies and stuff that she picks herself, and then he goes into this long story about visiting there during the holidays and they're cooking chickens and all this stuff, and he's reminiscing about the smells and the feelings of being
oh, that's
really
cool,
really beautifully
is that a reggae tune or
no, it's straight folk.
Oh wow, Greg Brown.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm gonna look that up. Cool, man.
Yeah, it's good. What were your also rans?
I had a couple. I had Harry Nilsson, Coconut.
put the lime in the coconut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The New Beats with Bread and Butter.
Uh-huh.
I like bread and butter. Yeah.
And, are you going to perform each one of these for us?
No, I just, you know, reminding you what it is. I had Peaches from PUSA,
yeah,
or Presidents of the United States of America. The Chips with Rubber Biscuit. Hank Williams with Jambalaya. And Moxie Fruvis with a song called Johnny Saucepan. But that is my list. Next week.
Oh, no. I don't even know what we're going to do. What are we doing?
We're not doing anything next week.
Oh, we aren't?
We're taking a week off.
Oh, that's right. We are.
Yeah. We're going down to Long Beach. We're going to see a little
yeah,
Shakespeare
gonna, that's
action.
Right. We're going to see my wife in Romeo and Juliet.
Summer Blake.
Yeah.
Rocking the Juliet character.
Yep.
And you've seen it already. It's
I've seen it five, six times. five times.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna check it out next week. So we will not be doing a show next week, yeah, sadly. But the week after that, a friend of ours, Ryan Stockstad,
is
coming in. And he has chosen a topic he wants to do. And it's top 10 songs about madness.
Mm-hmm.
Songs about going crazy.
Oh, okay.
So that's what we're going to do in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
So check us out then. And good list.
You good list.
It's true, actually. But anyway, that's about all we have today, folks. And until next time,
peace out.
Nothing I can take a sit doctor to relieve his belly ache.